In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brawl thoughts. Where are you on this game?
I think it's going to be a shootout. I really do. I think it's going to be, you know, very similar to the 2022 game. I think turnovers will certainly loom large. I mean, West Virginia, Garrett Green's yet to throw a pick, but they fumbled four times. They could have fumbled three more times.
Yep.
The ball's been on the ground. Eli Holstein's thrown a red zone interception in each of the last two games. That can't happen in a game like this. So it's going to come down to those one or two sequences where one team makes a mistake and the other either takes advantage of it or doesn't. And I think it has the makings of a classic, a great game. You've got a young quarterback versus an old quarterback. You've got this new offense. You've got West Virginia seemingly on the resurge but didn't perform in week one the way they wanted. There's storylines everywhere. And it's supposed to be a beautiful day. I mean, perfect day for college football, 3:30. Yeah, there's some parking disruptions and so on, but everyone will get over that. And you know, you realize that at 3:31 after that game starts, why this matters, right? Why this game means something, because everyone's going to be into it and
place
and
will be a great juiced.
It's going to be juiced. It's going to be rocking.
It was juiced and rocking 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it was juiced and rocking in Morgantown last year.
It's the way it is, baby.
It just you know, unfortunately, was a little bit of a dud of a game for a number of reasons. Like, Pitt offensively. Obviously couldn't muster much offensively. And with Garrett Green getting hurt, and you know, Nico went in there and played well, but it was just sloppy, ugly football, and the Mountaineers were able to win it. This year, I do not expect that.
Each team finished with 211 yards last year.
Yeah, I don't expect that to be... I think each team will approach doubling that number.
I agree with that, and I don't know if I said this on the air or off the air with Doran yesterday. I think at least one of the two teams will have over 211 yards in the first half.
I would agree. I mean, if they're going to double it, they got to.
Oh, math, yeah,
they got to do that. The keys in terms of, you know, the fast start for Holstein is going to be really important. I think West Virginia is going to say, "Listen, we got to take this Reed guy out of the game." You know, I mean that's common sense, but how do we do that? And it's going to require Eli Holstein to counteract that with efficient passing, running at times, and spreading the ball around. And then they're going to have to work Desmond into the game. Good defenses can take players away. They can't stop an offense, though. They can slow it down. I think conversely for Pitt defensively, you know, they've given up, I think they gave up 190 on the ground last year, or excuse me, 151 last year and 190 in 2022 on the ground. Now, Pat Narduzzi was quick to point out that it was 150, but only 61 yards passing. But still, I mean, his goal is 100 yards or less rushing. Now, I think it's going to be tough because I think West Virginia is going to run it 40 times. But this has got to be a game where it's got to be south of 130 to stop the run. And you know, make Green go back there and play from the pocket. He's really dangerous when he gets out. But if they can stop the run and keep him in the pocket as best they can and limit his ability with his legs because he's dangerous there, that's the defensive formula. But I think this is a case of slowing the opposition down, taking away bread and butter, which for both is their backs, and which quarterback plays more efficiently, and who wins the sequences, who wins the pivotal moments, takes advantage, gets a timely turnover, and punches it in, and then can hold on at the end of the game.
Styles make the fight, too. And
this is perfect.
It's so perfect, man, because West Virginia scored a lot of points last season, but they also like to be fairly methodical. They can speed it up when they have to, but they want to own time of possession.
Yep.
They want to run the ball. Pitt wants to snap the ball. What did Kate say? Every 9 seconds? And, you know, that's tough. But every 20 seconds, get up on the ball, survey things, snap it, snap it, snap it. You get that first down. You start building momentum. I love it. West Virginia wants to slow it down. Pitt wants to speed it up. It's going to be a fun game, man.
Special
as
teams.
As it always is.
Special teams, too, Crowley. I mean,
each of the last 2 years, a punt was blocked.
A punt's been blocked. I think that I give the edge to the West Virginia punter. Obviously, I think Pitt's got the better kicker.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pitt might have the best kicker in the country when it's all said and done in terms of just how automatic he is right now. And these are games that can come down to one or two of those special teams plays, whether it's a return, a block. I mean, Pitt's blocked a bunch of kicks. Rasheem Biles is like a honing missile in those situations. So, you know, don't head to the exits when a punt or a kickoff's happening to get your next beer. You might want to hang in your seat and wait for the quarter break because those plays are going to matter.
Special teams coordinator for Pitt, Miami of Ohio. Is that where he came
Jacob
from?
Jacob Bronowski. Coached at RMU for a year or two, and he's coached a Lou Groza Award winner. Going to be a head coach someday. I mean, he's really good. But they've had penalties on special teams. They've had three holds in the last 2 weeks on special teams. So field position. I mean, Pitt has had crappy field position the last two games. They've got to turn that around.
Well, just more space for Desmond Reed to run.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you don't make a living going 96 yards for touchdowns. That's at some point your luck's going to run out on that. So I'm fired up. I'm excited for it. I think it'll be a whale of a game.
Excited's a word that you use.
You're
anxious.
Gonna
I'm going to puke. Those are the words. That's the description I would use.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.